Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
There's no question that Jesus came first to the Jews, his own people. But once the religious leaders rejected his message, Jesus broadened his audience. In fact, he traveled north into the region of Tyre and Sidon, where Gentiles worshiped pagan deities. He actually healed a Canaanite woman's daughter who was demon-possessed, demonstrating that he had come to save other sheep beyond his own people. To demonstrate this truth, Jesus ministered to thousands of Gentiles within the Decapolis, 10 Gentile communities, primarily east of the Jordan River. Jesus actually duplicated his earlier miracle when he fed the 5,000, who were primarily Jewish. But notice what happened in this Gentile territory.
Now Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "I have compassion on the crowd because they've already stayed with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry, otherwise they might collapse on the way." After commanding the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and he gave thanks, broke them, and kept on giving them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds.
Though Jesus was meeting people's needs for food, he was demonstrating to both Jews and Gentiles that he was the bread of life, who came into the world primarily to meet their spiritual needs. His gift of eternal life was and still is available for all people who would receive him. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Just as both Jews and Gentiles receive the physical bread, you can receive Jesus himself by faith, who is the bread of life.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.